This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is Cruise Control, the car show on BFM, and my name is Arif Roos. In this week's show, there is no news segment or review segment because I want to talk about a different way of owning a car in Malaysia. Well, sort of own. It's subscribing. How would you subscribe to a car, you may ask? Well, the same way you would to Netflix or Spotify. Pay an affordable monthly fee to get access to their entire archive. But in the case of cars, it's getting access to a car or an entire fleet of cars without the hassle of having to maintain them. Now, car subscriptions are a relatively new thing across the world, but it's quickly gaining popularity in markets like the US and the UK as more and more people find it financially irresponsible to throw thousands of dollars into something that instantly depreciates. And on top of that, owning a car comes with a lot of additional costs, for example, annual road tax and insurance, the general upkeep and maintenance of the car, and eventually the hassle of trying to sell it. So the idea of subscribing to a car would technically remove all of this unnecessary stress and could work out to be much cheaper than actually owning a car. So tonight I'm speaking to Mr. Wong Ho Mun, the CEO of TC Eurocars, the sole distributor of Renault cars in Malaysia, and we're going to be discussing the first of its kind subscription service model in Malaysia, something which they claim could disrupt the status quo of the local automotive industry. Mr. Wong Ho Mun, welcome to the show. First, can I get you to introduce yourself?
Thank you for having me. I'm Ho Mun, the CEO of TC Eurocars, the authorized franchise holder of Renault vehicles in Malaysia.
So TC Eurocars, I think a lot of people might be a bit confused about what that means. How does it work when you say you are the sole franchise holder of Renault cars?
Well, TC Eurocar has been a sole franchise holder since 2003. As a sole franchise holder, we involved in everything from contract assembly of CKD models. We also involved in the marketing and the distribution of the cars, along with the after sales and parts distribution for everything about Renault vehicles, even the past and the current models.
We are actually here to discuss Renault subscription that we would have seen everywhere on the internet, from YouTube ads to Instagram ads. It reaches literally everybody. And I suppose a new model like this, it invites people to a different way of owning a car. First things first, can you tell us about why you felt this was the right move to bring it?
Well, I think subscription is already gaining popularity, not only in the automotive field in other countries. We see music subscription, video subscription, and even software subscriptions are gaining popularity. So it's just a matter of time before more and more industries jumps into the subscription services. So for Renault subscription, we find this is a perfect opportunity for us to disrupt the status quo of vehicle ownership in Malaysia. And we are proud to be the first OEM brand to launch a subscription in this country.
Who are you trying to target in this model? Because it seems relatively new. Maybe some people might not be comfortable with entering something that they don't truly understand. So is there a target market in mind when you introduce this?
Well, when we introduced this, because we saw there's a shift in consumer behavior, they are shifting towards investing more of their hard-earned money into experiences rather than choosing to commit over a long period of time for a car loan. So when we designed that, of course, we do have more progressive and maybe slightly younger generations of consumers in mind. But after launching it for 3 months now, what we see the uptake is actually more, it could be from anyone. And when we map up against our retail customers, there's no clear distinctions in terms of customers' profile. So we are surprised to see there's a lot of Malaysians which are open to the idea of subscription.
It is very exciting because like these days, everybody complains about the maintenance of cars, having to put a lot of money into buying a car. But this in this model, you just subscribe as you would to Spotify or Netflix. But what's the main difference between, for example, the regular way, hire purchasing or leasing and subscription?
Well, if you look at current methods of owning a car, the most popular one being hire purchase. Unless you have a lot of money upfront to pay the whole cost of the car, otherwise you will have to take a hire purchase loan. And as you know, the hire purchase loan, the maximum you can finance is up to 90% of the vehicle price.
Yeah.
You still have to, first of all, pay the down payment, a minimum of 10%, and the remaining 90% through hire purchase loan. And you can finance it over up to 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the longer you finance it, the lower the monthly repayment rate will be. But of course, you still have to make sure that you have saved your money to pay for annual insurance and road tax, and of course, the maintenance and upkeeping of cars. Especially if the car warranty period has expired, you know that more and more repairs may be required. You need to make sure that you have savings for such expenses. On the other hand, we also have in the market car leasing program under many third-party car leasing companies.
Yeah.
What they offer is actually an all-inclusive cost. All you need to do is just pay a monthly fee. And then you have a shorter commitment period between 2 to 4 years, depending on what tenure you sign up for. And you don't have to worry about depreciation, the maintenance, and the upkeeping of the cars. But on the other hand, as we know, car leasing is extremely expensive in Malaysia.
Yeah.
For a B-segment vehicle in Malaysia, you will easily require up to 3,000 ringgit a month to lease such a model. So this is where we find that is a perfect opportunity for us to bring in the Renault subscription. We offer the best of both of these ownership methods. We have the freedom and flexibility of the leasing model, where our commitment period is anything between 1 to 3 years. We even have a plan which allows customer to cancel at any time with just a 30 days cancellation notice. We also have an all-inclusive price and an attractive all-inclusive price starting from 1,299 for the popular Renault Captur, a B-segment crossover.
So from leasing a B-segment car that would cost 3,000 plus or something like that, you're going to a subscription which costs 1,300 a month. And you can cancel at any time. Are those the only differences between leasing and subscription models?
Well, mainly these are the differences, the price and the flexibility.
What more benefits are there to subscribing a car? There's been a lot listed on your website, specifically, you know, no long-term fixed commitments. And as you said, much lower price, much more accessible, free cancellation anytime, something unlike leasing. But what else is there?
Our Renault subscription, there's a lot of benefits. First of all, let me walk through you with the plans that we offer. We have the fixed and the switch. The fixed plan, as the name suggests, is highly affordable, but there is a commitment period of between 1 to 3 years. And it starts from 1,299 ringgit for the Renault Captur. So what it has is an all-inclusive price as well. The only thing that you may want to top up is additional mileage cap for a year. The base model is 20,000 kilometers a year, and you can actually top up to get 30,000 kilometers a year. We also have the option for customers to top up for additional wear and tear items. All the cars that we use for subscriptions are new cars, but we do not expect any repairs and a lot of wear and tear required. But if customers wanted an additional peace of mind, not worrying about the tire wearing off in that period of time, of course, they can always opt for the wear and tear package, which is optional.
Renault subscription, like you said, there are mainly two plans. There's the fixed plan, which basically you subscribe to one car for your amount of period. In this case, the cheapest one is the Renault Captur, which starts at 1,299 per month. And you can also go for this switch plan, which starts at almost 2,000 ringgit. But the switch plan kind of gives you access to the entire Renault lineup. So correct me if I'm wrong, it's been launched since July.
In August.
Oh, August. How's the uptake been so far?
Well, within 6 months of the launch, we are aiming to do 1,000 units.
Yeah.
And we are at 3 months now. We are proud to say that we are close to the 500 units mark.
Wow. That's a pretty good uptake, actually. Especially because I don't think Malaysians are quite warm to the idea of even leasing a car. And especially subscription is kind of new to them. What are the differences between the fixed plan and the switch plan? Is it just about the fixed plan, you stick to one car, and the switch plan, you get access to the Megane RS and the Koleos?
Yes, for the switch plan, it is highly flexible. First of all, your base price is 1,999 ringgit a month. But what encompasses this monthly subscription fee is you get all-inclusive expenses. You don't have to worry about wear and tear. You don't have to worry about mileage cap. There's no limitations towards that. And on top of that, you are free to cancel at any point of time you prefer. All you need is to give us a 30 days notice period. And there's no penalties, no questions asked. On top of that, as you have rightly mentioned, Sol, you gain access to other Renault models that we have. Currently, we have the Koleos and the Megane RS as well. So if you subscribe to the 1,999 ringgit plan, in a year, you will get to enjoy the other two models for up to 2 months.
That's very exciting, especially I was looking early on when the subscription plan was launched. I was thinking that is actually a pretty good plan because, you know, you pay 1,999. This was before the Megane got launched. And you can say you travel around the city only, so you can just run the capture for 10 months of the year. And those other 2 months, Chinese New Year, Raya, or any of those, you can just go cross-country with your entire family in comfort with the Koleos. But the introduction of the Megane RS was quite surprising to me because there aren't many manufacturers that offer performance cars for a very good price. And especially you're talking about subscription, right? You don't have to deal with a lot of the maintenance. You don't have to deal with road tax or insurance. So why was it so sudden that the Megane RS was introduced? What was in it?
Well, we have a lot of requests from our customers. As you know, the Megane RS, since the previous model, has been very popular in Malaysia among enthusiasts.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of customers asking if they can choose to subscribe instead of buying. Of course, we wanted to make sure moving forward, many, many of our models will be available in subscription along with regular purchase as well. So we've decided to introduce a subscription for Megane RS. Otherwise, how would anyone can enjoy a high-performance machine without a long-term commitment?
I mean, that's the key because I think Malaysians are very car-oriented people, right? We love our cars. But the hurdle has always been, yeah, I really want this high-performance car, but I don't think I can really afford it that much. And this switch plan, especially if you go for the two-year contract, you can have access to the Megane for basically 4 months. Is that right?
You have access of the other Renault models for 4 months. But of course, we have some limitations for the Megane RS. It's only for 1 month access Megane RS.
Okay. So right now, we've got to head to the break. I've been speaking to Mr. Wong Ho Mun of TC Eurocars about Renault's brand new subscription model, which aims to disrupt the automotive industry by offering consumers a new way of driving and owning a car. Stick around for part two of this conversation as I'll be asking him about the ins and outs of the Renault subscription plan. This is Cruise Control on BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to Cruise Control with me, Arif Roos. Tonight, I'm speaking to Mr. Wong Ho Mun of TC Eurocars about Renault's brand new subscription plan. In part one, we spoke a little bit about the decision to introduce the subscription plan. But now we're going to dive a little bit deeper into it. So in a lot of the advertisements and the brochures, there's a lot of mention about worry-free motoring and the peace of mind. The road tax and insurance is obviously taken care of by you guys, Renault. There's no interest rates or down payment included. The only thing that you have to pay for really is
the security deposit. And it is highly affordable at 2,500 ringgit for the Capture and 3,500 ringgit for the Koleos.
Yeah, it is very affordable when you think about that, right? But there's a lot of mention about regular service and wear and tear. Can you outline what regular service means and what wear and tear means for the people who perhaps aren't too sure about going into this?
Okay, all the plans in Renault subscription comes with the regular service, and regular service refers to the periodic manufacturer recommended service schedules. where every 10,000 kilometers or 6 months interval, you bring your car in for servicing. We do all and all filter change and all the lubrications as well. On the other hand, wear and tear refers to items which actually deteriorate depending on the usage of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. For example, tires, brake pads, wipers, and all of these items.
What about wear and tear inside the car? Maybe the leather or something might have broken down? Well, that has to be reviewed, obviously.
Well, we don't expect the leather or other items inside the car to break down, especially, as I mentioned, all the cars that we use for subscriptions are completely new cars. And the period that the subscriber will be using the car is even at its most is only 3 years, so we don't expect any problem that requires
that much
special
attention. So with a subscription model, I think a lot of people might be wondering whether they could take some options in the car. For example, if you want a Koleos in white instead of that fabulous maroon color that you have, would that be possible? Does it go through the same process of like you take some options in a car, or is the car just set and you just subscribe and you guys give them the car?
Well, we do give options to the customers. In fact, there are customers who requested not only a different color, there are also customers who requested for other accessories to be installed, like the window tintings. And actually, they paid for it. There's even customers who ask for their personal registration number to be included, the numbers that they like. And we also allow that to be included as well.
Are there any plans to introduce more Renaults into this subscription plan? Because my personal favorite Renault, the Clio or the Clio RS, isn't there. So is there something for people like me who's, you know, quite attracted to this idea of subscribing to a car, but we just want something smaller?
What I can say is every new model that we launch from now onwards will also be available in subscription. Yeah.
In the switch plan on the website, there's a little thing that says some cars that are less than 1 year old rather than new. Is that correct?
Well, correct for the switch plan, because we expect customers to be more fluid, to be returning the car more often, and as well as the shared models that we use for customers, Renault Koleos and the Megane RS that they use for the 2 months or the 4 months. So definitely we do not promise upfront that these for the switch plan will be all completely new cars, but it will definitely be less than 1 year old.
For example, if I subscribe to Renault Capture and suddenly my family wanted to go out on a holiday to Terengganu for the weekend, how long should I give you notice that I want a Renault Koleos for the weekend, for example? And can I actually just, you know, if you give me 2 months, can I just like take 1 week first? Is that possible?
Well, currently we offer it in a block of 2 weeks. Ah. Okay, you can enjoy it for a minimum of 2 weeks. And of course, the earlier you let us know, the higher chances of you securing, making sure that you have a car for you to use during that period of time. But minimum, we suggest that you allow us 14 days so that we can make sure that you are not disappointed.
Yeah. So I want to ask you a bit more about the subscription model. I think it's a relatively new thing around Southeast Asia and ASEAN. There's a lot of new dealers that have been popping up. I won't mention them, but they are offering a variety of different cars, a variety of different prices as well across various different brands. But Renault subscription appears to be very, very competitively priced. And you do get the satisfaction and the comfort to know that you are dealing directly with a manufacturer. Other than that, what are the benefits of, you know, subscribing to a manufacturer rather than a dealer itself?
As you rightly mentioned, so there are more players coming into the car subscription scene. And we believe car subscription is definitely gaining popularity. It's currently still at its infancy stage. Of course, comparing with third-party dealers who offers this, what we can provide as an OEM, definitely, first of all cars that we use for subscription under the fixed plan are new cars. And coming from an authorized distributor like us, definitely the cars are very well maintained by well-trained technicians. On top of that, as opposed to a third-party dealer, by offering it directly from an OEM, we definitely has eliminated the middleman, which will add additional cost to the whole equations. So which is why if you look at what is available in the market in Malaysia today, the most affordable car subscription plan definitely has to be from Renault subscription.
If anybody listening out there is very interested in subscribing to a car, how would you actually go about this? Because elsewhere in Europe, in US, you can just go on a website. Sometimes you can visit a dealership. But how would you actually go about this process?
Well, we have designed this to be as simple as possible. Of course, you can choose to come to our showroom. Then our helpful sales consultants will be there to guide you. Or you can actually go through our renault.com.my website. All the informations are there. All you need to do is download the form and provide us your particulars. And within the same day, our call agent will call you and also explain to you what other additional documents that you need to prepare. And within 5 days, you will hear from us whether your application has been successful or not. And within 14 days from the day of application, you will be driving off with the new Renault models of your choice.
So thank you very much, Mr. Wong Ho-Mun, for explaining what Renault subscription is. It is a very, very exciting way to own a car and drive a car these days, especially with prices appearing to go up all the time. And as mentioned, this is almost commitment-free. The only thing that you have to pay for is the subscription fee, and you can opt out anytime. Is there anything else that you would like to add to this?
Once again, thank you for having me. As you rightly summarize it, this is really a commitment-free, worry-free package, which I think a lot of consumers today have been waiting for. If they are not familiar with Renault product, if they're not familiar with the subscription plan, just head on to our showroom, head on to our website, www.renault.com.my, and definitely there's more information for them to find out.
I was speaking to Mr. Wong Ho-Mun, the CEO of TC Eurocars, the sole franchise holder of Renault Cars Malaysia, about their brand new subscription plan. Starting at 1,299 ringgit a month, it's certainly a feasible option for those who see cars as nothing more than depreciating assets. But for those like me and like you, the listener, who find some interest in cars, it might not be too appealing as you don't really own the car and that you're bound to the terms of the subscription contract. But overall, it is a pretty attractive package, especially when you consider the cost and the access that it gives you. But I guess the question is Renault subscription an attractive enough package for the Malaysian public? And will it actually spur the local automotive industry to rethink car sales and ownership? Especially these days when car manufacturers are beginning to consider themselves as service providers rather than actual car manufacturers. I suppose only time will tell. Let us know what you think about Renault subscription and car subscription models in general by tweeting to us at BFM Radio or sending us a message and following us on Instagram at BFM Cruise Control. If you miss any part of this podcast, find it on BFM.my, on the App Store or Google Play, or on Spotify. My name is Arif Roos, and this has been Cruise Control on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.